Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. To begin, are you registered to vote in Florida?
I am.
Thank you very much. And what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate and the Florida legislature and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
I am voting. I will vote, yes.
And is that an almost certain or probably?
No, I will vote.
Thank you. Now, do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
The Democratic.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your, in what year were you born?
I don't know why you need to know that. I'm over the age of 60.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
And is that you or a household member?
Myself.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
They are awful.
So how should I record your answer?
They're on the completely wrong track. Could not be any worse, I don't think.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion
before you go on, are there many questions? Because I'm expecting somebody at the door in just a moment.
We are about to be finished. This is the second to last section of the survey. Yes.
Okay.
So if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, just let me know. Now, would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Joe Biden?
Favorable.
And is that somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have Chad Klitzman.
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Barbara Sharif.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Somewhat favorable.
And Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.
Never heard of him.
Thank you very much. Now, if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sharif, Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., and Chad Klitzman, for whom would you vote? Barbara Sharif, Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., or Chad Klitzman?
Barbara Sharif.
Thank you. And how certain are you that you would vote for Barbara Sharif? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you. Now, still thinking, as we finish the survey, still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. Is it home and property insurance, LGBTQ rights, protecting reproductive rights, jobs and wages, healthcare, voting rights, climate change and the environment, or education?
That's a lot that you've given me. How many am I supposed to choose?
Just one. The one
home
issue
and property
that is most...
Home and property insurance.
Thank you very much. And finally, I would just like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Cheryl.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.